This is Neijing Now, prioritizing well-being. Neijing is the vitality that shields us from disease. Neijing Now, demystifying medicine, cultivating resilience, empowering host resistance, prioritizing primary prevention. I'm Dr. Jayashree Chander. I welcome you to another short clip exploring Neijing Now. Welcome back, Vaidya Vasanthalad. I'm very happy to have you back here on Neijing Now.
Thank you. It's a great joy to be with you. And you are the best interviewer I ever met in my life.
Thank you.
Thank you. So,
Vaidyaji, could you please tell us about Chyawanprash? I see Chyawanprash everywhere in the streets. We have everybody taking Chyawanprash. What is it? And can anybody and everybody take Chyawanprash?
You know, there is a wonderful ancient story about Chyawanprash. There was a king and he had three boys. Chyawan was the youngest. So this king married three wives, but he married at the age of 80. So he was totally dried up, no juice, no rasadhatu. His youngest wife was so beautiful and he wanted to have romance with her, but his body was not cooperative. So during those days, they say that if you take a teaspoon of water and if you do positive thought, and if you pour your water from the hand to other hand, then you give all your energy to person. That is called sankalpa. So he asked his elder son, can you give me your youth?
The son was from his first wife or something.
First wife. He said, can you give your youth to me so that I will enjoy my last wife, the young wife? He said, why should I give my youth to you? I just recently married, and if I give my youth to you, then my whole life will be miserable. Sorry, Dad, I love you, but I cannot give you my youth.
They hadn't invented Viagra yet.
Then second son said the same thing. But the young son was so fond of his father. He said, Dad, you ask for my life, I can give my life. He said, I don't want your life, I want your youth. Oh, is that? Okay, he just bring water and he brought water and he put the water in the hand and he said, oh Varuna Devata, whatever youth I have, I am offering it to my dad. And he poured that water on the hand of father. An amazing thing happened. Day by day, father looked younger and younger and younger. And day by day, this son looked older and older, and untimely aging happened. That was the power of Sankalpa Siddhi. So this young old Chyawan,
the youngest son,
he went to Charaka Rishi and he studied Ayurveda. When Charaka was teaching Ayurveda to Chyawana, Charaka to Chyawana, and Chyawana discovered a formula to become young, youthful, he took Ashwagandha, Bala, Vidari, Shatavari, Amalaki, Brahmi, Pipali, all these powerful herbs. He cooked Amala, and then he removed the water, and those cooked amala, like cooked potato, he removed the seed and he went on grinding and then sauteed with ghee, and then he added Shatavari, Brahmi, Pipali. He made a wonderful jam out of these Ashtavarga, eight important herbs. People call it Chyawanprash, and he again started looking young. This is the story behind Chyawanprash. Chyawanprash is 5,000-year-old formula. Right from that time till today, it works. And it is a tridoshic tonic. Any Gary, Laddie, Mary or
Rakesh, Ramesh or Rajesh,
they can take it. Gary, Laddie, Mary means Vata, Pitta, Kapha. Because it is tridoshic, whether you are Vata, Pitta, Kapha, there are herbs to pacify Vata, there are herbs to pacify Pitta, and there are herbs to pacify Kapha. So this is a tridoshic rejuvenating formula for longevity, youth, and vigor and vitality.
So anybody can use it and it balances all the three doshas.
Specifically, it does rejuvenation of tissue. Chyawanprash is used for tuberculosis, pulmonary infection, cystic fibrosis, bronchitis, pneumonia, pleurisy with effusion, and fibrotic changes in the lung.
So very good for the lungs.
Very good for lungs, especially. Then it can be used for sexual debility. Aphrodisiac action is there because of ashwagandha. If a person has premature ejaculation, that can be controlled by this ashwagandha, which is one of the ingredients of Chyawanprash.
Anything to do with infertility?
Or even in infertility, even fibroid uterus, in all these patients, they use Chyawanprash. The question arises, is it good for diabetes or not? Because there is sugar in it. Nowadays, there are companies, they make Chyawanprash free from sugar. Therefore, it can be used for diabetic people. It is the best anabolic, regenerative, rejuvenative tonic. It brings revitalization and it brings longevity of life. So, Chyawanprash is second to Trifala. If you don't take Trifala and if you take Chyawanprash, then you will be highly Chyawanprash constipated guy.
Oh, it causes constipation?
It may lead to constipation because of ghee. You know, ghee in a small quantity bind the stool. And ghee in a large quantity liquefy the stool.
So because Chyawanprash has only a little bit of ghee in it, then it can cause constipation, which is why you really want to use the Trifala.
Correct. But you know, Trifala has amalaki, therefore it should not cause constipation. But if Agni is not at par and if you take Chyawanprash, it will create ama. Ayurveda says, before Rasayana, you should do Panchakarma. So Panchakarma is Purva Karma of Rasayana.
I don't understand what that means.
Purva Karma means preoperative measure. Before operation, you do some preoperative measure, shaving and bathing and blood sugar and all investigation. Similarly, pre-panchakarma is Purva Rupa. Or Purva Karma of Rasayana is Panchakarma. So if you do Panchakarma, then your body is detoxed, your body is ready to receive Rasayana.
So Panchakarma is the cleansing, the five cleansing actions where they have enema and vomiting and massages and all these five different actions.
Virechan, basti, nasya, rakta, moksha, that is a Panchakarma. That should be done first. But suppose you have no time to do Panchakarma. At least take Trifala at night and then take Chyawanprash.
Trifala at night, Chyawanprash in the morning.
Correct.
Fantastic. And anybody and everybody can do this.
Correct. In modern science, people's day begins with aspirin and end with Valium. Your day should begin with Chyawanprash and end with Trifala. Then, it will create the life happy.
So, there's so many different preparations of Chyawanprash out there. Do you have any recommendations? There's Dabur, there's Patanjali, there's this, there's... Can you clarify, please?
You know, Chyawanprash is an ancient Vedic formula written by Rishi Chyawana. Nobody can change it. Only their preparatory method is different. Somebody will make decoction first and then fry amla next. Somebody will fry amla first and create decoction next and then mix. But Chyawanprash from all company basically is the same. No difference. You know, some people have different taste. I think all Chyawanprash are great. You take every Chyawanprash available next door. Only thing, your day should begin with Chyawanprash and day ends with Trifala.
And do you just take a spoon of it and eat it, or do you mix it in milk, or you mix it in something, or what?
No, never mix it in the milk. If you mix in the milk, milk curdling will happen. It will become ama.
Okay, so just take a spoon of it and put it in your mouth.
Take it, chew it, swallow it, and drink milk after half an hour. But never mix with the milk.
And some people say about the seasons.
Ideally, winter is the best season for Chyawanprash because in summer it is hot and pipali is hot. So, better don't take Chyawanprash in a summer season, but it is the best rasayan for winter. November, December, January, February. These 4 months are good for Chyawanprash.
Okay, great. And you said it's anabolic. So, if you're fat, should you take it?
Even fatty fellow of 40 should take Chyawanprash. He will lose fat and do pranayama. Even fatty female of 40 should take Chyawanprash and do 1000 kapalabhati, 300 anulom vilom, and 17 brahmari. She and he will become skinny mini, teeny tiny, happy, peaceful, blissful human being.
Oh, great. Wonderful. And any age? You can start at any age?
Any age.
As soon as you can eat solids.
Correct. Even we give Chyawanprash to children, the whole family can enjoy Chyawanprash.
Pregnancy restriction?
Even pregnancy also, good Chyawanprash.
Chyawanprash Zindabad.
Chyawanprash Zindabad. My God, she is amazing. You are fabulous. Thank you, dear.
Thank you. It's been such a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you for informing us about Chyawanprash.
You're welcome.
I'm Dr. Jayashree Chander, creator of Neijing Now, a podcast about prioritizing well-being, on the web at neijingnow.org. Neijing Now is independent and entirely listener-supported. If you enjoyed the clip, please share it with your friends. Like us on Facebook and donate generously. Your support is essential to keeping Neijing Now alive.